And we're again still with no name. I understand this is our second podcast. That's crazy.
Yeah, no name. No name. I don't think of one, man. I can't think of one right now.
Man, shout out to my followers, man. Y'all think of a name for my podcast. That's all I can say.
For real, though. We too lazy. Of,
yeah. But anyway.
Too lazy, nigga.
Anyway. Only on the last podcast, we talked about a couple of things. And it's one thing that really got to me.
What?
And that was the whole, you know, the top five women.
Yeah.
That we talked about. And honestly, I did say my top five women was Megan Fox, Megan Good, Rihanna, Vivica A. Fox.
And... Who was the other?
I can't think of her name right now.
Megan Fox, Vivica... Hold on.
And Free.
Free, yeah.
What's important? Now, if I could actually change that around, I would still have part of two in there. That's Rihanna and that's Megan Good. I'm always going to keep them two. I'm always going to keep them. If I could change the other three, I'm going to go with Maya.
Oh, Maya fine. Well.
Yes. And she has got dads now. So
Maya could, and Nivea, all of them.
Like her, Lauren London, of course. I got her in there. And Jessica Alba. Would that be my fifth one?
Because
I know
Abby,
our kids will come out. Gorgeous. And then when I thought about Jessica Alba and my kids, like, that's my next discussion. It's kids. Like, as far as I know, my girlfriend of now said that she wants kids. I'm like, no. I don't want any kids right now. Because the fact of the matter is, once my kids get old enough to, like, they understand, you know, the proper English and they understand what I say, like, if I tell them to go in the room, they go in the room type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My thing is, if I tell them this, right now, as far as now, I love y'all. But I just don't care that much about y'all.
Hold on, what?
Yes. That'd be the thing I tell my kids every time. Because of this, I'm not ready for kids. So I'm not going to care that much about the kids I have.
You know, man, that messed up. You say that because you ain't have it yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as far as now, I'm going to say it, but I'm going to try to put that into motion. But what's most likely what's going to happen is when I do actually hold my child in my hands.
Oh, all that going to change.
Oh, that's going to change.
Yeah, all that going to change.
But
ooh, baby, I love you.
But one thing that ain't going to change, when they get up age when it's time for sex, my philosophy. Is a 40-pack of condoms.
Hold on.
Be safe.
With your son or with your daughter? Or both.
Here's a 40-pack of condoms.
Yeah, I can't do that. My son, go ahead. Do your thing.
I ain't no double standard.
My girl, my daughter? Hold on, what nigga? Who you talking to? I gotta meet him.
That's the thing with my parents. Today, like, you can't have a double standard from your son to your daughter. One thing
it's all gonna be like
same though. Thing I tell my son and tell my daughter. The only thing that's different is if you get pregnant, you get up out of my house. Him, if you get a girl pregnant, you go live with them because that take care of responsibilities. Either way, you get up out of my house. And my girlfriend said that they ain't gonna have sex. She gonna be that type of mother to be overprotective, like, hey, you ain't doing nothing. This,
oh, hey, they go do it for real.
That's what I'm saying. And I told her that, like, they gonna hate you when they get old. They gonna love you while they little, but when they get older, they gonna love me more than they love you because I'm be the person, like, okay, you can go do this. But as far as this date going on, while you 13, 14, 15, 16, nigga, I'm going with you. Like, I'm your chaperone. You going to see movies, y'all going to see movies together.
Get a tattoo, y'all getting tattooed together.
There you go.
Like Obama. So, do what I just read. Remember the crunchy black dude from 3 City Mafia? The one that looked like an old dude?
Yeah.
The black dude. Got arrested for possession of meth. It really don't surprise me. Because he been look like he was on meth. For like a long time.
Yeah, that nigga, like, he was.
That nigga about dead. Like,
he won't.
He like 80?
I don't know. I know he won't have Jesus though.
I don't know what's wrong with that. But yeah, that's what I just read. I don't know what's wrong with these people these days. Vanilla Ice, I heard he got arrested or whoever signed Ice Ice Baby, ain't that him?
Yeah.
I was like, man, what's wrong with people these days? If I just get arrested and then Young Thug and Lil Wayne be.
I already thought name his album Carter 6.
He was, man. Lil Wayne was going to sue him. So he changed to the Barter 6. You know, the little blood thing. Everything got to be a B. You can't say Cookie. You got to say Bookie.
He might have named his shit Bart Simpson 6.
He could have just put a K in it and just said Carter 6. My thing is, I don't know why he won't name the album Carter anyway.
I understand that you
use your last name.
I understand that you hating because the man left, you know,
Cash Money.
But and you are gay for Birdman because he does stick in your ass. But at the same time, you have no reason to hate this man. This man wanted his money. Bird wanted his money. So Lil Wayne was like, "F that, I'm leaving. I'm basically your money."
But see, when Lil Wayne first dissed him about the Lame and Hill album, that Young Thug put a video saying he ain't got nothing but respect or something, respect and love or whatever, that's his album. So why not your album called A Sick?
If you got, that's disrespect. If you got, say you got so much respect.
And then now he came back out and now he got a song and saying all kind of stuff about Young Money and all that stuff. So I don't know what to do about
gay. But the thing about it is like, nigga, you gay. Like nobody really listens to your music but females.
But it ain't thing about being gay. It's like when you have it.
Shit, I don't care about that. My thing about it, niggas will stop listening to your music now they didn't know that you gay.
Yeah.
Most of, I say half of niggas did. Most of them say like for that.
It ain't that though, it's the nigga hiding it. He trying to say that he ain't gay, but
man, yeah. Everybody know you gay.
Yeah. Like that's the thing.
You were on an album cover with Rich Homie braiding his hair.
No, they made their Photoshop that. That's from the Get Hard.
I know, but still.
But his album cover is like a pink or purple background. Him standing up like naked or whatever, Birdman like kneeling down like next beside him. That's gay.
She has some super gay stuff. Calling Birdman her come calling your husband, boyfriend, type shit.
Rich Homie, hubby, and bae, and I don't know, man. There's nothing wrong with the dude.
Nigga, you super gay.
I had respect for him before he got signed. Because I ain't know too much about him. His music was good.
His music wasn't good. It was
I like the 2 Cut stuff. I like the hook.
Music wasn't good.
Like, I remember your brother, before he got signed, your brother was riding and called this to the little song. Your brother said, he gonna get signed to Cash Money. Couple months passed, he signed to Cash Money. I'm like, how you know? But hey, things happen for a reason.
I mean, nowadays the rap game is boy.
Is what?
It's bullshit. Like,
oh yeah.
You only have
Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Drake good sometimes.
Oh, I like Drake. Newest mixtape. If you bring this shit too late, like.
Oh yeah, that's, yeah, that's, I like that.
No,
yeah.
That's a dope mixtape. Drake came back on that.
Yeah, he switched that flow up on him. Okay. Getting too predictable.
Like, that was like, that's like out of the three albums mixtapes.
Big Sean, he had a good album too.
Oh yeah, like All Your Fault with Kanye West, dope song.
What else?
Like, that's been good. That's not good. But like, Kendrick Lamar's new album, like, I can't really.
Like, they say it wasn't that good. I ain't like, listened to it.
It's like, he got 2 months into himself. Oh. Like, to me, it's like, you listen to the trying album. Trying to
preach.
Yeah, you listen to the album. Basically, you go from listening, you know, being an opportunist, optimist, you know, minded person to like, damn, black power type nigga on with the white people.
I guess the people kept telling you the next 2 parts, so you trying to do something.
Nah, bro, you don't mean, no, on. you stay with what got you there. Okay. You are a,
but see, I ain't listen to it. I ain't listen to his album. Cause what, it ain't even the fact that people say he preaching, I ain't listen to it. Like, I like the first album, but I ain't listen to the first album until like, it was like everybody already had it, and it was like a couple months down, that's when I got it.
When it first came out, I had that album. I just every day.
My thing, I don't know what wrong with me, cause like, I don't ever get stuck when it first come out. I wait like
nowadays, like with new school music, social media, like good word for it. Social media music. I never get it until like a month down the line when everybody done started doing.
That's the title of their podcast, social media music.
Like I never get it
until
like the month later.
Died down.
Yeah, like with new Fetty Wap. Like
I still ain't heard.
I didn't get that song. Like, I heard that song probably 3 or 4 times. And then, like, I think, like, a month later, I started listening to it and everybody was on to his next song. I was that late. And I was jamming it. Like, it was just the dopest thing ever. I was like,
I still ain't heard. Yes, I did. When he performed on the movie award.
Which is really, well, we're going to get into that today. Like, a little bit. But anyways, so, the whole thing with me is social media music, I can never get into it until, like, a month later. I could actually listen to it.
The thing with that, though, you can make like the stupidest song and you get famous.
AKA social media.
Yeah, well, before Soulja Boy. I mean, not before, but after Soulja Boy, because, yeah, Soulja Boy did start it though.
YouTube.
Yeah, he did start it. Social media. But, like, what that song called? Dang, what the dude name? I want to say OG.
OG Mako?
Him. What the song called?
Bet you guess.
Yeah, and then he just like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
You was motherfucking right.
I like the song, though.
Yeah, I like the song, though. I know the props to him now. He's a weird ass nigga, but props to him. That
it
song.
Just, like he, but he said, he was like, people like the dumb song. That's why I made it. I was drunk that night. I don't even like the song, to be honest with you. Like, but I know people like that kind of stuff right now, yeah. So I put it out.
Yeah, another nigga, OT Genesis. Coco.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Like, understand that song, that I don't even get it.
Me, I ain't no dope boy.
Like, not because I'm not a dope boy. I understand the dope game and everything, but I just yeah. still don't understand. Are you in love with the Coco because you in money, or are you in love with Coco because you
are just crack a crack it? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, cause
I understand what you're talking about selling it. I understand you're talking about selling it in the lyrics.
Remember when T.I. first came out? That's all he be talking about. Dope game.
When T.I. first came out, I didn't know nothing about T.I. until he got on the song with Bro, of course.
That's when
T.I. was really a hit to me. Like,
yeah. I ain't once you heard that Never Scared verse. Oh, yeah. That was it. T.I. killed the whole song. I'm a bang kid. That's a stage. Hey,
real.
How like grade was in when that came out, like fourth or fifth?
It wasn't even interrupting. Like,
not really though.
It wasn't still into Disney Channel DBZ type.
That when you said that, it made me think like third grade out. Sixth grade.
Wow.
I had sixth or seventh grade. I wrote a song called "You Don't Know Me." I mean, it didn't sound that like T.I. song, but I had wrote it down. It said, "You don't know me." I think it was you or somebody said that ain't no good song. That ain't no good title or something. Somebody said it ain't no good title. I don't know who it was. I didn't know it was at school. Nigga, no lie, like a couple months later, T.I. on TV, "You don't know me." I'm like, I just had that. It wouldn't have sounded like that. But
might not understand, he was already in the game, so
that's true.
If you deal with that song, okay, more recently thing, me and Trav made a song called "Pressure."
I understand
that the beat that we use, Kevin Gates used in his song now. What supposed song, to be in love. Yeah. That same beat that me and Trey already used and everything, like yeah. made a song to and everything. Kevin gave me a song to it. It's popular.
Yeah.
So if I was even to put that out, like, oh
y'all, they'd be like, oh y'all stole that.
No, nigga, Kevin Gates stole that off SoundCloud. Like,
for real though.
For the free.
Hey, you know a lot of people use SoundCloud. Like Wiz Khalifa, when he first started, had some SoundCloud beat. Yeah. I can't remember what song it was, but he had SoundCloud.
Not SoundCloud, SoundClick.
No, yeah, right. SoundClick. Yeah.
SoundClick, not SoundCloud. SoundCloud's
for we me. Both missed that.
Like, yeah, it's alright. But
like, that's how it be though. Like
social media music though. Like that's
you can make like this. All you gotta do is have a song that say, "I smoke weed. I do crack. Woo, woo, woo.
Swag.
That's it. That's it."
On the real B, whatever the name is.
Who? Lil B.
Lil B type shit.
Hey, I like when he say something about Starbucks, and if it ain't no fine girls, I ain't going to Starbucks or something like that. I'm like, you know what? That's true. I mean, it was stupid how he said it, but that's what you think. Like, I ain't finna go to Starbucks. There ain't no fine girls. No, I go to Starbucks. Talk
McDonald's
to
ain't no fine. It ain't ever any fine women at McDonald's. Like, really?
Oh, that just feel like the hood.
Like Wendy's. Like Wendy's don't ever have no fine. Burger King have fine ones. Like,
I read somewhere. I don't know where I read it at. I think Facebook or something, but. They say they shut down all of McDonald's restaurant. I think it was a lie, but I don't know. Cause Donald, me personally, I don't really like McDonald's no more. I like they McFlurries. That's about it.
I still rather go to Wendy's and get me a
Wendy's
ice cream.
I'd rather go to Zaxby's, get my chicken.
I'd rather go to Sonic's
for ice cream.
For slushies, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I had one the other day.
I had a banana split.
Shout out to Sonics though, like on some real stuff. Like if you ever want a sponsor, just let me know.
No, I forget Zaxby's. A Town Wings in Atlanta.
No, the wing place in Albany? Oh my
wing
god.
Place.
Oh, but I gotta take you though one day on some real shit.
Y'all don't even know that?
No. Bro, when I say they give you the most biggest wings and them.
No, I like the I don't like the legs, nah.
We talking about the real wings. Wings, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of sauces, nigga. You get half and half, a lot of goddamn fried, bro. And all for $7.
Oh, yeah.
That was the killer.
I went to, what that place called?
I don't know what that place called, but I'm gonna look at my phone and find out that wing place in Albany. I'm gonna let y'all know this.
Someplace in Atlanta, we had went to pick my daddy up when he, cause you know he driving a truck, whatever. Mm-hmm. And pick him up.
Mr. Florida State himself.
We had, went to some wing place, me and my sister. And, I don't know what it called, but nigga. They had a 20 wings for $10.99 with the drink and the fries.
You can't beat that,
bro.
You literally can't.
That's why I like Atlanta, cause it ain't that but hood. Like the whole city is a hood. They be like, no, we in a good part of Atlanta. It ain't no good part of Atlanta. All over the hood.
I seriously don't doubt that. It's like going to Chicago ain't a good part of Chicago.
Okay.
It's all good. Where will you go? Somebody gonna die.
And where don't get people like, Detroit, I don't want to go there. People get shot too much. Look, bro. It don't matter where you go. You gonna die.
Nigga, you can go to Colorado or Arizona in the desert. You still can get shot and die. Like, exactly. It don't matter where you go.
You
got a higher probability to get shot and die in certain areas. Like,
not shot and die.
You can get stabbed, killed, eat by wolves. Don't matter what goes on, nigga. A fish can jump down your throat and choke you.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Like, anything can happen in life.
That's why.
Thousand ways to die.
That won't really, like, try to think too much. Like, if I want to go on the crew, I'm going to go on the crew. I'm going to airplane.
I'll take that back. I ain't nowhere in the world. They say it's easier to die, or you die faster when you drown. Well, you die more peaceful. I'm telling you that. You die more peaceful when you drown.
I don't know about all that.
Then when you just die, boom, plane crash, everything flame up, boom.
Nah, I don't know.
The thing is, to me, I'm not going on a cruise.
I can't.
And everybody says, "What's your reason not going on a cruise, nigga?" It's only one reason for a nigga not to go on a cruise. Nigga, the Titanic. We all seen it.
That was like in 1906. So
no matter to see myself in the middle of nowhere, and the boat is sinking.
I mean, these days they got like
no.
I don't know. I ain't never been on a cruise either.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, I've been on a cruise. I understand. Yes, I might take one day.
One day.
But for that, I'm flying.
Yeah, I'm gonna say right now, but I probably just fly too, cause.
Damn, if they build a bridge long enough to bridge to the other side of Europe and stuff, I would drive all day. I'm not finna even sit here and try to flex like I'm just not scared.
Take some Zenit.
Who?
Sleep.
I need 800 milligrams, no 4, no 2, 800, just to knock me out from the time I get on that plane to the time for me to get off. Somebody will literally just carry me off. I'm still asleep type stuff.
And speaking about driving, bro, I want me a Planet Barracuda, 1976.
What is that?
I'm finna show it to you. I gotta show it to you.
That sounds like the most unattractive car ever.
It's not like a fish or something, like a boat.
A Barracuda. I know what a Barracuda is.
Plymouth is a boat, so.
So it's a Barracuda boat?
A fish boat.
It's a fish boat.
No, I'm just gonna show you what I'm talking about, though.
My dream car is still a Jaguar XL or either an Audi A3. Like, those are
mine. I mean, you know, my dream car is expensive.
Mine is too. That's my the service is expensive. That's how.
That's
how I know I'm expensive.
I still want a Ferrari.
It's great. You
gotta have a little racing car.
I know. I've seen a car before.
Yeah, it look like a Chevy.
Like no, it look like a Challenger, in the front.
Yeah.
The only Challenger is just basically a cool.
Wait, boy, two door coupe. I need it in my life.
They don't even make those anymore.
They don't.
That's how you know it's expensive they're gonna be.
Mm-hmm. I really just want to fix one up. I want to make it like all orange in the seat, like white with like
you really
orange stripe down the middle.
You really on some what's that? What is the name of that show?
Old Pimp My Ride.
No, old school show. With the two white boys who drove in a Barracuda orange.
Hold on.
God, they all had to get away.
I want to say Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know what you're talking
about. Dukes of Hazzard. That's what you. They drove in a Barracuda all orange.
I ain't never watched
it. So it was basically you doing. You being a Dukes of Hazzard. You're a Dukes of Hazzard type nigga.
Yeah, I ain't never watched the show. I can't.
Like, type in Dukes. Type in, on your phone. Type in Dukes.
I thought they called red. I thought they called red.
They called orange. They called bright orange. If I remember correctly. Type in Dukes of Hazzard.
Just wanted red in front. It do look orange.
And it's a Barracuda.
Going to the image. Heck yeah.
Told you. So you really on the night. This man thought he had an original idea. Subliminally, he had like Dukes of Hazzard moment.
They got a red one in the orange right there.
There's a little red, but it's orange.
Hell yeah. Like,
but that's just dead as orange. But anyway.
Like, bro, I really ain't never watched this show though.
The only old school car I would really want is probably an old school Camaro or an old school Mustang. Like,
Firebird.
No. Anyway, I'm driving. Sorry. That's like me getting a convertible. It's pointless. Like, ain't no wind blowing through his hair too much sooner because I know I'm going bald. It's like, it's
Jimmy. Hey, me too.
it's genetic, so I can't do nothing about it. Like, your dad went from Jericho to bald head, so.
That nigga thought he was Michael Jackson for real.
The shortest one ever.
But hey.
But back to the situation I was talking about. Yeah. Like, with the whole kids thing.
Oh, I forgot all about that. No, I ain't got a good mind.
Understand, like, who you have kids with basically makes their personality along with their name. My number one fact is the name makes the person's personality.
It seems like that too, don't it?
I'm telling you. If you meet a dude named Bob, Bob is the boredest person you ever know. Ain't no cool Bobs in the world. Name one cool Bob in the world. If anybody can hit me up on Twitter at Lucci_Brassi, that's LUCCI_Brassi, BRASI. Hit me up on Twitter and tell me one cool Bob, you know, and give me a whole story on it. Like, on some serious stuff. Find me on Facebook at DIJ Grant. That's my middle name. THEODRIC Grant. Find me on and give me one cool story. I still want to hear that. Seriously.
Might look about your Instagram, though.
Instagram, same thing as the Twitter. So.
I really don't, I don't know no balls, to be honest with you. Not that I can think of.
All right. So, name, okay. Pause. Bob's not cool, dude. Name one. Let's see. What's the coolest name I can think of right now? Ain't none. There's no cool names, really. Like, there's no names like, oh, that's so dope.
But what he's saying is, your personality kind of...
Like, your name makes your personality.
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know. So, yeah, people gonna say that it don't, but...
It really do, because like if your name is lame in school, you're gonna be a lame in school. Like, it fits with you. If you have a cool name while you're in school, people will be more willing to talk to you because your name's cool. Like, they think you're cool just because your name.
That makes sense.
If your name is Lang Bob, but then again, anybody will talk to you about the white people on
over my name's Gerard, and that don't sound like it.
It's unique. And you have a unique personality, my
true.
Name.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? My name
appreciate
is, my name is, I have one of the most blandest names in the world, and I do talk like that. My name is Nicholas. 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 That shit is boring. But I'm not a boring think about it, I'm not a boring person though. That what gets me, so my name really doesn't make me, but I do talk a little bit white.
Yeah.
No, me and my girl think of names in a way. You understand? She mixed. So I gotta think of a good ethnic name along with a black man as well.
Carla.
Let me tell you what she thought for the girl's name. Now, honestly, she told me I have no say in our little girl's name if we have a little girl first.
Emily?
No. She was gonna name my child that came from me Daniela.
Hold on, who?
Daniela.
Who?
Like Danielle, I know what you're like Danielle on the end. Danielle,
I know somebody with that name.
So, I think. Like seriously, I was like, really? I don't like that name. Yeah, she was so stuck on that. It took me all of 2 months to get her to change her mind, and we finally came up with a name.
What?
Selena Marie.
Oh heck yeah! Cause Selena gonna be able to look at her.
No, I'm not saying my daughter. I like the name because I like Selena. For one, the late great Selena, great artist.
Yeah.
Boom. Very beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
What about boy?
Boy? Of course. Derek.
Yeah.
And to let y'all know, I have a non-homophobic relationship with Derek Rose. I was going to tell you that. That is my role model, person I look up to in life.
Man. Basically, he's saying that's he always want to get hurt.
Like I was saying though, so I was gonna name my child after him, Derek.
Oh, you gonna spell it like that?
Yep. D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
D E R E K.
That's how she was thinking, like Derek Jeter. But I'm talking like Derek Rose, D E R R I C K. Boom. It's like dope.
I get.
Middle name Ryan. Cool spell like Ryan. Ryan's a cool name. See, name
one. That's great. When you think about the whole name.
But one other thing that got me about it though, she wants her name in there.
Her last name. They can only have two middle names.
Two last names.
Two middle names. Yeah, you can call it the last name.
No, she want. She want to be Mosley Grant.
Oh, she wanted like with the little dash in the middle.
Like yeah, you know what I'm saying. So if a nigga have on back, like if my son has on back his jersey, I don't know how he gonna even fit Derek on back his jersey. My nigga, like they don't call him.
They just had his last name on the back.
And like I came up with the dopest like nickname for my daughter.
Right.
WMG.
WMG.
Cause her name is Selena
Rick
Marie.
Ross.
Her name is Selena Marie Mosley Grant. MMG. WMG. What up? Slap hands, what up?
I was speaking of that other daughter thing. Still praying for my nigga Sadidra, daughter, and having surgery about the little seizures and stuff she was having. So,
yeah.
But I think everything good now. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I got to call her.
Send your prayers to him. And, like, back to what I was talking about, though. On some serious stuff. Like, when my kids grow up to be that age, what, it's time for them to actually, you know, start dating. They're going to get interested in men and women, all this stuff here. I pray to God that my son will turn out gay. But, anyway, it's nothing that you can do to stop them from doing what they want to do. But you can always be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, with my parents let me have friends over, let me have girls over, no problem. Always stay in the living room and chill. Like, I'm going to be, like, my parents are in their room, we sit in the living room, watch TV and type stuff, and they go home before nighttime. So, easy. You know what I'm saying? And she talking about, no, they can't have no friends over, da da da. I'm like, motherfucker, look here. Like, you got to understand. They going to do it regardless.
So she going to be on a
straight mom, like, and when their kids come out, they turn, like, the hoes, I ain't got no. No. That's why I would disclaim. I would disown my child as quick as I can. I would change my name if I had to.
Dang.
Just that serious. Like, just because you being overchecked and she doing stuff that she want to do. And then she come to me, Daddy, can I do this? No problem, baby. Just be home by this
depending
time.
Depending on what it
is. Okay, at the age of 16 to 17.
Oh, yeah. They about to do whatever.
You got to. You know, you're going to be going on your own. It's gonna be. It's no more chaperone for me.
I'm saying, like, depend. You say, yeah, but it depends on what she.
I'm saying, be home by this type of time, be safe, and if you do anything,
step it up.
There you go. Wrap it up. That's all I have. As long as you're home by this time, I don't care what you do. Just don't get pregnant on you while you out though. Use your right mind. Use your judgment on these niggas. Daddy done taught you the game, so you know the game. Mm. And be home by 10. That's all I have.
I ain't even thinking about that right now.
Like, it's stuff I've been thinking about for years, man. Even when I was 18, I was thinking, I'm 23 now. I've been thinking it's about 5 years now. How I'm going to be as a parent.
No, I'm talking about names.
I don't thought about names. I ain't thought about what I'm going to do on my wedding day, my honeymoon, where I'm going. I don't thought about all this stuff. Yes, that is kind of feminine, but at the same time, I'm getting older. I'm not getting younger. It's time for me to get down to business and get this done.
I feel you. Me, I'm just chilling.
I can't chill.
When it happened, it happened. That's how I look at it.
When you 50,
shooting
dust out your penis. And shout out to Burger King.
I ain't trying to wait that long.
For the strawberry fountain, too.
I drunk all my Coke.
For real.
That's hey, you know Nina Dobrev? Hold on.
Nope. You said a name. You said a name every time. I never know who they are.
Vampire Diaries.
Nope.
Main chick.
Don't watch
white
it.
White chick. Not Cat Grant.
I don't watch it.
You ain't never seen the Vampire Diaries?
No. I know Cat Grant.
Cat Grant, hey, she fine. I met her on the set when I went to. I ain't even like. I wasn't planning on like meeting her at the time. Cause like, I was going back to the little room to get the keys to the car so I can get it to my sister, whatever, so she can get some out of the car. Mm-hmm. Went there, and she was going to her car. So we bumped into each other. I'm like, hey, man. Then we just started talking for like good. It wasn't that long. It was probably like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Unless you want to talk to you that long.
Hey, nigga. I should have got a number or something. Yeah. They had me dressed like, you know how them white boys dressed on that show? Darren had like a tight, skinny black jean, the tight gray shirt.
Stuff I wasn't going to wear.
I wouldn't wear that either, but hey.
I've been a thug.
Oh, and they had me some them long black boots.
Yeah.
I must be a vampire on this show or something. Cause I didn't have me dressed.
Yeah. Cool.
Then anyway, Nina Dobrev. I just saw her on Instagram. She can get it. But she on the other side of the set doing her lines and stuff. Ready to cut. That thing, you know, I hear loud. They about to turn around. Then the producer whatever came up. Oh, that's just Nina, huh? She always laughing. Okay, cool. Come walking past everybody eating or whatever. Everybody turn around like she don't shut up. But anyway, I don't know where I was going there, but I just want she fine. She can get it. Good experience.
This one's your life.
But yeah, man, I like being on the movie sets, man. Like I met Tyler Perry. Nina Dobrev, Cat Grant, Chloe Moretz, the girl named Gabriella Lopez. She gonna be on the fifth wave too. did the Red Band Society with the, what that girl name from the Nickelodeon show? The Big Time Rush show? I don't know her name either, but she was on Big Time Rush. Met her, got some camera time on that show. Yeah, it's some old junk. But yeah, basically what I'm saying is, I need to go back to Atlanta, get back on some old shows, get this money.
Laptop.
Laptop back going anyway. But yeah.
I'm not into that thing. I'm sorry, it's not. No.
The money.
Yeah, but still.
Man, not. I don't know. I can't even say it because of background check. They ain't about nothing. They add up, though. I got like five at one time. That was good. That was about $800, $900.
Speaking of who I just saw, my name. Why do you got the lifestyles over there? My nigga.
I forgot that was over there.
All the condoms in the world.
I stole them from somebody.
Lifestyle.
That was in that. That was in Tracy Cup.
No, I see what she be with. Her lifestyle. One of the worst condoms.
They really are. You see, they still right.
I call them lifestyles. I call them poppers.
They've been up for a minute.
I call them poppers. They ain't lifestyle. They should change the name to poppers.
I don't be honest, bro. I ain't never buy no condoms. I stole them, like from people. I ain't finna buy no condoms.
Like, okay, philosophy, try out. This nigga would never use a condom. He would die before getting AIDS one day. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we gotta have that nigga on a podcast one day.
I wonder if we're gonna bring him out on a podcast just to show y'all what I'm talking about. Like, if you really listen to this man talk, he will amaze you. Some of the stuff he say.
Man, he had a random chick come over one time. I mean, he probably knew her. We didn't know her. And he like, man, I've been smashed, bro. I'm like, you don't need no rubber? Who? Who? I don't need no rubber? I'm going roll. I'm going to never use no rubber. Like, what you going to catch, son? Soap? Nah, it don't matter. I'm like, all right.
Ain't no way. Now, I'm finna sit here and not use rubber on female. I don't know. I just
okay,
know.
Nah.
Like,
definitely metal.
In the first day, she read, she down to fuck, basically, and she,
you ain't got to use a rubber.
And she okay with that? In my mind, I don't think it's something wrong. First of all, if I catch something, I'm killing you. I'm going to jail. I'm just going to kill you.
Me too.
And all the stuff, Ebola and all that stuff, like, you understand that most of that stuff come up in the news and disappear?
Yeah. You want to know why?
Distraction. It keep you from thinking about the other stuff that's going on in the world.
That'd be racist because I said it.
See, you think about the wrong thing. I don't think about
cause like, the news. I mean, it's still out there. Just the white people ain't getting. So...
Hey,
the news ain't gonna report it. But as soon as the first two white people called in America, then they came on with, like, hold up. We got some in America. But they got career, so it don't really matter.
Like I'm saying, though, like, it comes up in fruition out of nowhere.
Yeah, and another thing, because it
this.
Ain't important right now.
Tell you, remember this. You know when it came out a new STD that you die in 3 days and get the bumps on your body and stuff?
I kind of remember.
See? Look at that. Boing! Kind of remember. Like, people, things that... People will make up a lie so quick because nobody ever got it. It came up for like 4 days.
And it
disappeared.
And thing is, like,
as soon as something else happened.
Nowadays, news don't report what they think important. They report what's on social media already. And just what they know people gonna tune in for.
If a black child got kidnapped, raped, beat up, and strangled to death, it won't even be on the news. It'll be on the news, all right. It'll be on 6 o'clock news.
It'll be on the police kill.
It'll be on the Tallahassee news because we live in Georgia.
If a white police kill, it'll be on the news.
But anyway, like I was saying before, he said that if a white person kidnapped, raped, strangled to death, it's national
television. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw this video this dude talking about we need to remember 9/11 and what happened. It was on Fox News. Everybody know Fox, like, kind of biased or whatever. But, so they had a black dude on there talking to the white dude. Like, we need to remember, the white dude, like, we need to remember what happened on 9/11. The black dude. They're like, yeah, that's true. We do need to remember that, but we also need to remember everything starts at home. We got to educate our children more about what happened in America before we can go over and tell the terrorists, like, what they doing wrong, whatever. And he's like, y'all saying remember 9/11? Yeah, we need to remember 9/11, but we also need to remember when in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when some white people hijacked a plane and killed all those black people. But that's not a national tragedy, because back then, you know, it was still segregated. And they ain't going to try to, you know, remember that. Yeah, he said, I think there were like 300 to 1,000 black people died.
Well, look at it. Every time. It's like this to me. If we so unimportant to y'all, basically I'm going to say, if we so important, why are y'all so worried about us when we in the streets? Why y'all so worried about us for music with us too? Why y'all try to be like us? And why are you judging me? If everybody is in the same religion, and if you judging me, you judging God, because God made me in His image. So you judging God yourself. So tell me, why you judging? That's like, true. Your kids want to be like me. They dress like I do. I ain't even listen to the same music I do. They talk like I do. But you so worried about the person that you just so worried about everything else besides
and your that, kids. That ain't all white people nothing. That's like just
some. I'm not saying.
God knows some cool.
I'm not even gonna say some.
God knows some cool. I say
70% of them people are racist and 30% get cool.
Yeah, God knows some cool. Like, everybody I met in Atlanta, everybody I met in school, they were white, cool. It wasn't no...
Because it wasn't that much, you know, down where we live at, we live in Quitman, Georgia, or nowhere else town. Yeah. So you ain't got to tell us, but...
Atlanta, cool. Though. I met some in Atlanta,
like
I said, cool.
Quitman, Georgia is, like, I'm talking Quitman, I'm not talking about Atlanta.
Okay.
I say 80% of the other white people had black friends, hung out with black people.
I mean, ain't never black people down here.
Thank you. So the other 20% want to be that way. And guess what? You didn't get talked to. Like, he was basically alone. Y'all had y'all little people. It's a whole big school.
Not yeah, our school. Like everybody, like kind of cool with everybody. It wasn't no.
I'm talking about half white, friends.
They black.
Okay, all speaking that. Of you know racism and today,
this nigga don't never put his phone on vibrate.
Acting like it's diamonds in that coochie. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
media.
I tried to stop it, but I ain't know how to work.
Shout out to Kanye West for that verse, my ringtone. All your fault. Listen to it, Big Sean, Kanye West. But anyway, what's up, Racism of the Day? Okay, I got this girl on Snapchat. Her name Tessa. I work with her, you know.
Her name what?
Tessa, T-E-S-S-A.
I think I heard that name before.
Yeah.
Something like it.
So she's a white girl. She's pretty cool. Me and her had a conversation and stuff. She had me on Snapchat. So one day, I happened to look at the Snapchat. And she had a party.
She had a what?
At her house.
A party.
No but white people. And the first word I heard was niggas.
Oh, yeah. They call it, yeah, white people call
it ER version, not the A. I see if it's the A version. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, shit, I mean, they like black people.
Yeah.
Because I don't even have no, like, nowadays, when a white person say nigga, it just don't even bother me. Like, if really you say don't. ER version, it'll bother me. But if you say nigga, that means you
like ER, like,
Yeah. But you say the GA version, then it don't even bother me. It's like, you cool. You're going to end up with a goofy. I've mentioned that what Chris Tocarucci.
Go ahead, keep talking.
What's my percentage? You gonna put my shit on vibrate. That nigga nasty. Anyway, so that's the first one I heard was nigger. I was like, oh, so you talk to me, but your friends are racist. So how does that work in your world? But you actually want to talk and date me. I'm pretty sure that your parents are racist too. Because I'm not even gonna go there. So I'm gonna just keep you at a distance. And I told her about the shit. And she was like, yeah, that's what my friends are, but I'm not like that. I understand, but them not your friends. You that's hang with a black person at work all day.
That's how some of me is, though.
Like,
because see, the thing about the day, though, but these days, white people call white people nigga, and Mexicans call Mexican nigga. Nigga just a word thrown around now, so it don't really bother me. Really, it never bother me.
That's how you come up to like, what's up, homie? And with a straight face laughing and joking with you. But it's serious to you, but it's not serious to me. But you come talk to me like, what up, nigga?
I mean, when
it's
I was
serious
saying,
to me, but it's not serious to you.
When we was in high school, and I had that white girl, I mean, well, cause we were seniors then. I can't remember her name. Randy. Remember white girl, Randy? Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Randy Murray, oh, fine, man.
Yeah, she fine now. But we was in Mr. Morgan class or whatever, and we was just talking and everything. I like, and she be like, "What's up?" And she was cool, you know what I'm saying? I like, why you just want to say nigga? She like, I don't like using the N word. That's disrespect. Sometimes she was saying racist or disrespect for something. I like, if I tell you to say nigga, you can say nigga. She like, no, huh? So basically, it took her like I say probably a month or two. I like, just say it. Don't worry about it. And then she said it. I like, that's what I'm talking about. You thought I was going to get mad. You didn't say ER. You said nigga.
No, like, to me, at the same time, we do put too much, like, on that. On some real stuff. Like, I understand it's the, you know, they don't supposed to say it. Yeah. But I mean, in older days, it was always nigga. Word, it was, like, we made that word up. We took that word from something that was bad slang. And made it slang to something that meant homie, cool, friend type stuff. So when another white person use it, it's still different. Like, they still using the same
word. It ain't what it mean, like it used to mean when it was slavery and all that stuff.
You know what I'm saying? So we took something from slavery days and made it into something that we use today. So we can't get mad when somebody else uses the same thing.
I don't know why people get mad at it, though. People
don't bother me.
People be like, that's racist and that. No, they what it called?
And guess what?
Degradingness or whatever. Like,
I say no. Nigger comes from the word niggerish. That means ignorant. Think about it. That's why they call us niggers, because we're ignorant.
Yeah, I think that's why I still racism, because people still putting too much pressure on that job.
So we can't get mad at something that we created.
Just like the police thing. They keep saying, you know, white police killing black police. I mean, white police killing black people. Nigga, these police killing everybody. I saw when the dude got knocked off a horse. He had his hands, you know, behind his back or whatever. Police came out there and kicked him in the face. They just started beating him up. Like, bruh.
It's the same way. Like with white people in national tragedies, the black people and stuff that happens to black people.
True.
We only care about our race. But we don't care about other people's race. People been dying this whole time through cops. White people and Mexicans, Italians, all of been dying
from cops. With the social media or whatever, they putting in the news now.
Soon as Trayvon Martin died from this unknown nigga who thought he was a threat, it's national news to black people now.
No, it ain't even that. The news make it like that. The TV.
Still though, but we get so wrapped up in cussing black.
Yeah.
That's national news to us.
And he wouldn't even. Pretty sure
that violence happens all over the world. Like, dude, it's like Kendrick Lamar said.
Hold on, what's his name? Joe Zimmer. He wasn't even white.
He's Mexican. What was that Kendrick Lamar said? I get mad when somebody, you know, get mad when another race kills somebody. But that same race that I have made me kill somebody blacker than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get mad. Honestly, I don't feel nothing when somebody else dies. Because they're black. Not saying I don't care, but at the same time, I'm not
thinking about it. You should care when, like, anybody kill anybody. That's what you think.
I see if that's your family, like, with the Kendrick Johnson thing.
Oh, yeah.
And may rest in peace and everything.
Like, they don't know
who killed him. That part, I get. That was a real racist killing.
Not because you don't know who killed him.
No, it was a real racist killing because he was dating the sheriff's daughter, and the sheriff's daughter is white. Well, you know, they white.
So you think it was somebody that related to her?
Not related to them, just friends.
It could be. I can't speak on that because I don't know who did it.
Plus, how that man get messed up like that? He just fall into.
I mean, he got beat up or something. You know, he got beat up.
His videos out there and everything they ain't showing to the public.
They mess with it. They tamper with the video and stuff.
So. At the end of the day, it's like this. Most cops won't get in trouble because they are cops and they think what they're doing is right. But you have, it's like a cop stopping me. Ask me what I'm doing. Nigga, I'm riding. What you think I'm doing? Alright, so can I search your vehicle? No, because you had no probable cause to search my vehicle. You stopped me because there was something wrong with my lights or something wrong with my driving. Not because what's in my vehicle.
You don't always have to let them search your vehicle.
And they can't search me. So if you tell me to get out my vehicle, I don't have to get out my vehicle, sir. You have no probable cause for me to get out my vehicle to search it. So either you're going to get my ticket and let me go, or you're just going to sit here and waste my time. Or I can just call my lawyer now, and we can just sell this in court. That's basically, and people, it makes it bad.
People don't know that, though.
That's what kills me the most about black people.
They just think they got to get out of their car and stuff?
Yes. for my podcast, I need y'all to understand this. If a cop asks you to get out of your vehicle and he has no probable cause, he doesn't say I smell weed. He doesn't say I smell alcohol on your breath or anything type like that. He has no probable cause. If he just asks you to get out of your vehicle,
they ask because they know you're gonna say yeah.
You can't say no, and you can ask him why and do you have probable cause to search my vehicle.
That don't mean you have anything.
That doesn't mean you hiding anything.
You just don't want to get up.
Got a story for you. Like I said, me getting stopped. I actually did get stopped a couple of days ago. Because, yes, I was driving horribly. I was getting ready to go to this girl's house, and me and her was going to have some fun. And y'all know what fun means for me. Anyway, I get the one test that all men hate. No, I can't do it tonight. And I'm on my way there now.
Oh, heck no.
So, I'm getting ready to drive up and turn around and go back to the house. Cause I'm still, you know, right by my house anyway. So, I was happy regardless because I had to waste my time. That's why I came out here. So, I'm looking for the turn. I feel this car is on me. I know it's a policeman because nobody else drives that close up on your ass unless it's a policeman trying to make you speed up or trying to make you do something dumb.
It was night.
It was nighttime. So, I didn't know what the turn was. I knew it was a cop, so I made the turn real fast. Just see what he was going to do. I swerved a little bit and got back in my lane. Boom, lights hit me. Knew it. Stop me. He's like, what's going on? I didn't know. I really don't finna turn around and go back to the house, but I didn't know what the turn was, and it's super dark out here. It literally was. I didn't know what the turn was.
Man, is it any street lights on that road?
Mm-mm. It's darkness. Yeah. It's great darkness.
That's how y'all knew we in the country.
He's like, well, is there anything else going on? Nothing. So you can flash a little light in my car and everything. You feel like it.
You didn't know what kind of car you drive. That's usually like a drug dealer.
Drug dealer car. Yeah. You know, that's the second thing on his mind. Like, you can flash a light. Ain't nothing but junk. And I feel like if you feel you have proper calls, let me get out my vehicle and search my car. Go right ahead. Still nothing. Yeah. So he's like, nah, I'm going to do all that. Just let me see your license. Because you didn't have no proper calls. And you think I didn't know that. But I knew. Write my license. He's like, I was like, yo, I'm waving down again just to be an ass. You know I can turn around that? He's like, yeah, just follow me. Boom. This is like, because cops don't think you know the law. And when you do know it, they get aggravated.
Some dude got killed in Val Austin by the police. I heard he was trying to run the police down, though, whatever, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know.
People get killed by cops all day. Mm-hmm. But like I said, when it's black, it's a tragedy.
True.
A-Rap man get killed. They national hero. Can't think of terrorists. I don't get it. But no lie.
Now, this one was the one. They went to, I think it was in North Carolina or South Carolina. They went to the old dude. I think he was like 74, Army vet. Mm-hmm. And he had just had a heart transplant, you know. Mm-hmm. So, his family told him to go over there and, you know, check on him because he wasn't picking up his phone. Mm-hmm. They came through the back, though. And the dude, I guess he probably was sleeping because they say it was nighttime. Mm. They came through the back though. So he, you know, got his gun. Mm. And they shot him. I'm like, if that was me, I'd have my gun too. You coming through my house.
Check on somebody because they ain't picking the phone. The first thing you do is knocking them up, you know. Back or front?
They said they did knock on that front though. But he ain't pick up. I mean, he ain't answer. Whatever. He ain't answer though. So they went to the back. I had read the comments on that. Somebody said, "What it was? They thought he was probably dead or something. And went to steal his stuff, or they called anybody else to come over there." I said, "That could be one."
And that could be true.
Yeah.
But why are we talking about racism?
He don't pay leave, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But why are we talking about racism? I mean, it is some serious, really serious type, no laughing type stuff. But then you have the funny racism.
Yeah.
Like in movies and type stuff. My biggest thing with A-Ralph is when you go in the store as a black dude, they automatically think you're stealing.
Some of them.
I ain't met one yet that was cool with. You can't say Bobby because Bobby was like that first when he first got that store.
No, I'm saying Petro, but they about to be looking at like
Petro, Mike Gaston, go all of them. I'm sorry, I know y'all heard of no none of these stores we're talking about, but these are the stories that we have over here. It'd be the funniest thing to me because, like, bro, I don't
know. No, you ain't even a steal.
And they sometimes follow you.
But see, you can't kind of blame them because, where we at? You can't really blame them because, but these niggas around here steal so quick, boy.
But I'm saying you can't judge everybody the same.
That's true.
If I come in there as a straight young man, no sag in the pants.
Still, let me ask you this. If you own that store and you saw, and people came in and robbed you so many times, you ain't gonna, when somebody come in at the same, you know, same race, whatever, come in, you gonna say, they probably finna steal from me too.
No, because I used to work at a convenience store, if you don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the point of having cameras. You catch people and you take them to jail.
But they ain't got cameras like that, though, dude.
That's the stuff that you pay for. The money that you make at the store, you need to get your security system. So if I have my cameras right there, I'm just looking at it like, yeah, I see you stealing, but you finna go to jail. And I know you, because we live in this small town. So I know everybody. Everybody knows everybody. So I'm tell you finna go to jail.
This ain't New York and that.
You know what I'm saying? If I was in a place like that, yeah, then I think that way. Like, if I'm in a bigger town, like, man, you think you finna steal from me? Let me get the
gun. I saw some video that woman had use her baby to steal for her. Like, that's the thing. Like, you looking at these people, they know you're going to look at them, but you ain't going to pay no attention to no baby.
Cool. Everybody. Everybody got to die. For my store.
Yeah, no things happen.
I say it's good racism and then it's bad racism. The funny stuff and you got the stuff that's serious. Like, my nigga is super serious.
Me personally.
Everybody else is killing
me. I don't care. That's how I feel. Like, you can be racist or you can, I don't care if you're racist or not. Just don't bring it my way.
Hey, bro, I was killing my nerves. Chinese people kill my nerves, too.
Huh?
Yes, Chinese people kill my nerves. You understand? Where I work at a call center. For people that didn't know that. And the most effed up calls I get are A-Rabs. And they always say the same as that thing.
My friend?
Not that. they don't say my friend. They are some of those rudest people ever. I don't know why the movies make it seem like they're so friendly. Them niggas are
some
rude.
Some of them, yeah.
And stank.
Some of them. You can't, like you said, you can't judge one, a couple of them on one of
but like, all the A-Rabs I done met in my life have been stank. I don't care what you say, they smell like, I don't even know. Goat guts and couch, like.
Not all of them.
Not the women, the men. The men always be the most funky smelliest, but like, it's some fine A-Rab women in this world. And I would love, you know, I love them, but I'm just saying.
On Snapchat, they had Dubai. They're showing Dubai. I need to go there one day.
Nigga, I'm trying to go to Spain.
To what?
Spain. Yes, Lord. All I need in my life. Let me tell you about what I need
Rio
in my
de Janeiro.
Life. All I need in my life is a woman that speaks Spanish and don't know English. She can cuss me out all day. I can cuss her out all day. We'll never know what each other's saying. But any day when we get in that bedroom, I know what Papi, Muy Bueno, all that stuff means.
Shout out to Patricia. She know English, but you know what I mean.
Shout out to her, and she commented on your podcast, but
yes. Oh, well, shout out to Kimmy, Gloria, Irma. I always gotta say that twice.
She can get it, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all of them get it. Every name I just called up. Don't care.
D from aggravate my nerves, that's one.
D. Big D. Mayor Quick.
Mayor Quick. A.K.A. James Brown. A.K.A. Curtis Crippens. A.K.A.
That nigga, man, he got too many names. Big D. Yeah, he texting right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Snapchat.
Oh.
At no Snapchat. A.K.A. Thug.
You gonna vote for Hillary Clinton? Yeah.
Hell no. I ain't vote for no woman. Yes, that was sexist. I don't care.
I was about to say that.
I don't care. Think about it, women are more emotional than men. Men, we don't have no
you gonna, so you gonna vote for, what's his name?
I ain't vote for nobody. Think about it, I'm gonna tell you now, I don't vote.
That what I just finished bring up, that why I ain't vote for nobody, cause all looks fake. They gonna put who they wanna put in there. And people gonna be like, oh, I voted for them. So, they put whoever they think they want in there. Just like with the George Bush thing. Ain't nobody vote for him that second time, but he was in there.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't vote. My biggest thing is
I voted one time and that was for Obama.
They say one vote counts. That's really don't. Like, I don't know why people say that. Like, if a nigga vote 80% for this nigga and 20% for this nigga, do you mean that my one vote will get this nigga the other 70% he needs to get over the hump? It won't work like that.
Nah, they don't do it like that anyway. They do it for whoever they think best for the job.
Thank you.
Whoever they probably social media, no? Do it everything based on no. That you ready to end this?
Oh, shout out to my Snapchat at me, Thug Booty. That's all one word, THUGBUDDHA.
My Snapchat and my Twitter is J Hemp or J Polo. JHAMPORJPOLO.
Moral of these stories is
one.
If I have kids, I'm gonna be not that overprotective and plus
not that
screwed. 40 pack of condoms, be safe.
Two.
Think about it, racism is all over the world. Some stuff we can get mad at, some stuff we can't, but it's racism. It's always going to happen.
And three. don't vote.
Don't vote, kids. Hey, voting is not good.
I mean, if you into the politics, I ain't go ahead and do what you do. But
I'm not. And for the last thing, just add me on Snapchat.
Yeah, add us on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. We probably make one for the podcast when we come up with a name for it, because we still ain't came up with a name for it. And again, last but not least, Chloe Moretz can get it. And my boy Will Harry on. We out.